is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of I'm Never Drinking Again.
What up, everybody? Welcome back to the All Days Off podcast with your hosts, Alex Aronson, and my name is Corey Oskowitz. Thank you guys so much for listening. Alex, how are you feeling right now?
I'm great, dude. We're back after a little hiatus. I had another wedding in beautiful Oneonta, New York. For anyone, any of our listeners who went to SUNY Oneonta, goddamn, I'm sorry. What a fucking, what a terrible town.
Oh my God.
Beautiful wedding, but it wasn't in Oneonta. It was outside Oneonta, but that's where we were staying. What a fucking shithole, dude.
Yeah, what'd you do?
During the day, we like went into town,
hit the local bowling alley, see what's up.
Yeah, we went to the local wax museum. We went into town, and there was actually a fair, like a county fair going on, and It was just empty.
Really?
They shut the roads down, and there was nobody on the roads.
So we bought the easy passes for nothing.
Yeah, it was like ridiculous. So there was a guy playing guitar to nobody. Like there was seats set up for like people to be watching, and I was like, I know the feeling, buddy.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh my God, how was the fair? Anything good? Good rides or stuff? Did you go on any rides?
It's like there was just people outside selling whatever shit people do out in upstate New York. I don't know.
It was pretty, but
we just went right into a restaurant and got some shitty meal.
You didn't even give the guitar guy an audience? You're like, nah, no, fuck you. Like, this is earn it.
Yeah, I didn't want to be a part of it.
You don't want to make him skip steps, right?
Yeah, like, dude, he was like 60.
This is entertainment. You got to live through this shit if you want it.
The funniest part was he was just like, he wasn't even looking out. He was just like looking down at his guitar.
Yeah. He was really feeling himself.
Yeah, he was really feeling it. Nobody else was.
Yeah, that's tough. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? And then drove home, got stuck in Henri. Driving home,
You got stuck in Henri?
Yeah, that was fun.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, one of the roads was closed down for flooding, so we had to like take like an hour and a half detour.
Where'd you go? Where was next on the detour?
I don't know, like, that was the funniest thing.
Binghamton, New York
when
or some
I told
shit?
My dad, yeah. When I told my dad I'm driving up, he's like, oh, how are you going to go? I'm like, I don't... Who cares? Wherever the fucking Waze tells me to go.
Yeah, whatever Waze tells me to do.
So, like, I don't even know which road we got, like, caught on. But speaking of Waze, so annoying. Like, it couldn't figure out that there was a road closure.
That's annoying.
You gave me a heads up 5 minutes ahead that there was going to be roadkill, but you can't figure out that the fucking road is closed?
That's not. Do you know what I realized with Waze also? Like, it'll take the same amount of time a normal route would take, but Waze will take you through these, like, back roads just to make it seem like you're taking, like, this some secret shortcut when it's, like, the same shit.
It'll shave off, like, a minute.
Sometimes it will. Sometimes it won't. Sometimes it'll just be a different route to go to and be like, yeah, we're secret. We know our stuff.
Yeah, a lot of times when I was driving in from the city, it'd be like, take the service road for a few exits. It'll save you 30 seconds.
Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't, though. It's kind of annoying. I have Waze... I set my dad's Waze. You could like change the voice. I set it to boy band. So every time it goes now and he's like, turn left at the roundabout, turn right.
That.
Yeah, they used to have like Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they used to have a bunch of people. But
take a shakaroni. That means right.
It's like, he's going to be turning left in a little bit.
Yeah. Is your dad like... pissed at you?
So at first he was pissed. It got super annoying, but then he kept it, and he knows how to change it, but he kept it on purpose to like piss everybody else off.
Yeah,
so like now whenever we're on like long road trips, you just hear turn left in 200 feet, turn right.
I turn off all that shit. I'm able to look at my phone, but okay, here's the left.
Yeah, sometimes I turn it off, sometimes I don't. If it's like one of those like rides where I'm just like gonna drive and like I know there's gonna be a bunch of stuff and I have no idea what's going on, I'll keep the volume on. But then sometimes I'll just be like, this is my favorite song, I don't want it to be ruined by a turn right.
Yeah,
sometimes you gotta be in the vibe. Yeah, sometimes you gotta be in the vibe.
Yeah,
Waze is one of those apps where it relies on its customers to do the good deeds, right?
To do all the work.
I've never once gotten out of my way to be like, hey, everybody, there's a cop here.
I still don't understand who does that.
People.
People
do it.
I've never spoken, but it's always...
Yeah, I don't know anybody.
For literally everything, there's never been a cop that was there that was not already called out to me. It's just crazy that
every
time someone's really doing it.
I think there are just really good Samaritans out there. And like you were saying, like it seems like you were alluding to it, is that you don't know anybody who does it, right?
Yeah.
You don't know. But we also surround ourselves with big pieces of shit. So
yeah. But also that means there's somebody in the passenger seat be like, oh, there's a cop here. I'm going to report it.
Yeah. You know? I mean, good. Thank you. I appreciate
Salute.
Salute. Thank you for your service. I appreciate that. That's fucking sick of you. I don't even put my thumbs up. I don't even click the thumbs up. No. When it's asking me, like,
Can you confirm?
Yeah. I can't even confirm. I don't even go out of my way to confirm that the guy who went out of his way to tell me that a cop was there is there. I don't even do that.
Do you think maybe the cop reports that he's there?
Wow. That is something that I didn't even think
about.
You
know, because that's basically doing his job for him, you know? I mean, it makes people slow down when they
That's
see
probably
it, you
true,
know?
Right?
I've also wondered, because, like, Waze can see... I think the only way they know that traffic is building up is because people who are on the app, they know they're slowing down and they're not moving. So, like, maybe everyone just repeatedly is slowing down as they pass that car, and they're like, oh, it must be a cop.
I was wondering, you know... That's a good thing, but obviously I feel like cops wouldn't do that because then they wouldn't be able to give as many tickets. But in hindsight, it makes so much sense and it makes everybody obey the law.
Yeah. And it's, also like not everyone is using Waze, right?
Yeah. It's funny that you know, you have this app that just tells you, hey, if you're breaking the law, just like hold off for a little bit then just like you could, you know, return to breaking it in like, you know, a mile or two.
Yeah. Don't murder anyone for like a mile. Don't dump that body around here. There's a cop coming up.
It's okay. We all have PBA cards, right?
Yeah. I actually don't.
I don't have one either. Yeah. I was taking a trip. I went to school in Buffalo. So like we would always have these like 8-hour drives because everybody brought their car up because like you needed a car up there. I didn't have one. So it was like super annoying. I'd always have to beg everybody.
You need a car up there to go buy bars.
Yeah, for sure. It was like, I used to have to beg people. I'm like, please, 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 can you please bring me home? Blah, blah, blah. I spent so much time in the library just because I never had a ride anywhere. Like, Corey, you're really hitting those library hours. I'm like, yeah, just don't have a ride anywhere. And I don't feel like taking the bus. So I'm just going to wait for somebody to finish their class in 3 hours.
I thought you were going to say you spent so much time in the library trying to like lock in a ride home. Like,
yeah, that's what I do.
Going up to everybody.
That's pretty much what I did. Yeah. I would just spend all my time there and be like, wow, Corey, you're like really studying. I'm like, I didn't open up a book. I don't even know what class I have.
I've just been texting all my friends. Yeah. Like, yo, do you have a car?
I've my group me up on my laptop and my group me up on my phone. All right. That's what I did. Honestly, the most dedicated I'd be in the library is like when I would try to write jokes. I remember I would do that. But like, I have some time in between classes. Let me open up the little notepad.
Yeah.
Pop an Addy.
It was funny. There were like libraries where you would go just to be social and just know you're not gonna do any work.
Yeah.
And then libraries where you'd actually try and go do work.
You would have like those libraries that you know everyone would be chilling at. Mm-hmm. You'd go get your sandwich.
Yeah.
You'd be like, this is going to be sick, and then you just chill.
Then you just don't do anything. You just don't do any
You open up your laptop, and then you just eat your sandwich, and then you beg everybody in the group meet to bring you home.
Dude, writing like essays back in the day in college, like I would maybe pump out like a sentence every 45 minutes.
It was insane. I was so bad. I was decent at writing essays, but I never... ever wanted to do it. I would put so much work into trying to get other people to write my essay for me.
Really? I would go out of my way.
I would end up doing it because I'd be like, nobody's going to do this for me. Fuck. And then it would be like 30 minutes before and then I'd bang out an essay. It'd be okay. But I just remember I'd put so much work in to try to get other people to do stuff that I didn't want to do.
That's
yeah.
so funny. Like you'd offer them money or like...
Yeah, but like, you know, sometimes it'd be too much. I'd be like, fuck.
I never did that.
Should I eat dinner tonight? Or
when I studied abroad and it was like some bullshit class, I literally just took this other girl's essay and just changed the wording a little bit. And that was it.
What are you going to do? Abroad is different because like the classes that you take abroad are wine tasting. So.
This wasn't a wine tasting class. But
I played lacrosse in high school. My friends who went to lacrosse for college, they would like some of them took these ridiculous classes as like a freshman. One of the classes, it was just called dinosaurs. Not even like prehistoric or like reptiles or something like not you could they there are so many different like scientific names you could like come up to like make this class like seem like it's legitimate but it was literally just called dinosaurs and it was at Cornell.
That's hilarious. My buddy is abroad took a wine tasting class and it was at like 8 a.m
really
and so he would go in, we'd show up to like the place where all the classes were, just be like hammered. Like 9:30.
That's epic. I never went abroad, damn. Crazy stuff. I miss it. I feel like we used to talk about it. I feel like we might have mentioned it one or two times. I remember when all my friends were abroad. I was in Buffalo. Mm. I was just trekking through snowstorms.
Yeah.
Like 14 jackets. The wind is slapping me in my face. It feels like needles are literally penetrating my face. It was horrible.
And all your boys were gone? Like none of them were there? They all went abroad?
No, the thing is, Buffalo people, for the most part, only girls really went. Because if you were in a business school, you probably didn't go abroad in Buffalo.
And like, chicks aren't in business school. How dare you, dude?
No, that's like pretty much what happened. Like all the comm girls or anybody who did comm would go abroad.
I did comm. What do you mean comm girls? Fuck you.
I'm just saying that's how Buffalo.
That's literally one of my jokes. I took.
I know. I'm just. Alex scouted out the class. He's like, I don't know. All the hot girls are taking this class. Yeah.
I had a family friend that went to Michigan. She's a year older, and we're still very like close family friends. And she just basically like, she paved out my experience for me. Like before I even got there, she was like,
"That's perfect.
You're gonna be an A-pie and you're gonna be a comm major." I'm like, "Yeah, we'll see." And then A-pie comm major, like, I fucking nailed it.
That's so funny.
And even before
they're
that,
usually pretty right. Yeah, because it's funny because like, especially with like frat life, most of the like the rushing isn't even from the guys. It's just the girls saying, "You should do this."
Because she's just like, "These are where all my friends did."
Yeah,
and you're like them.
Yeah, so just do it. But
you're a Jew that can pretend to be cool.
you're a good bad pretending to be cool. Yeah. You seem like you could kind of pull
we
it
tried
off.
To pretend to be cool last night.
Yeah, it didn't work.
That was hilarious. We ended up at this party at a comedy club and it was open bar. I go up, hand to my credit card, like, no, open bar, like, open bar. And then we go back to get our drink and you're like, I guarantee they're going to charge me. Yeah, they did charge
you. You go up, you get your drink. I was like, you'll get the first round. I'll get the second round. You get the first round. It was an open bar. You're like, oh shit, open bar is fucking sick. And we go back, we're outside, we're chilling, we're finishing our drink. And I'm like, I was like, okay, like I wanted another drink. We go back in to get one. And I was like, Alex, I bet you $5 right now that open bar that existed maybe 5 minutes ago never existed again. Yeah. It's like not there, probably never even happened. So I go.
He was just a fan of prospects.
Yeah. I go up. I'm like, can I get tequila soda, vodka soda? They're like, yeah.
Yeah, 60
and
bucks.
Then, I see her walk to the pad for the register. And I was like, I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it. That's the easiest bet. You're like, I can't believe that happened. I'm like, these are the things that happen.
Yeah.
Like, you have to get used to it.
I
surprised? Was there any sort of surprised look on my face?
No.
I was just like, yeah. It's probably.
You manifested it.
Yeah. It's probably. I wouldn't have been. I honestly wouldn't have even flinched if she was just like, yeah, like at 132, we actually double the prices of our drinks.
Yeah,
I'd just be like, yeah, it makes sense.
Especially
here.
For guys named Corey.
Yeah.
It was funny because then like an hour later, or not even like a half hour later, a female comic went up to get a drink. And I was like, can you get me one? And she's like, yeah, it was open bar.
Fuck. No, was that actually what happened?
She didn't pay.
Shut the fuck up. God, really?
She didn't pay.
Yeah. No. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you that.
No, that never happened.
I thought I told you like immediately after it happened.
She got the drink for free?
We were outside, us three. Then I went inside with her to get a drink, and it was open bar. This was like 30 minutes after they said, no more open bar.
You were
the only person who paid for a drink last night.
I'm paying the bills for the Stan Comedy Club.
To be honest, like we had, I don't even know what that thing was for.
What
that we were there for. Some people are like, it was this guy's thing. I heard like three different names of like whose it was. And I was like, well, whatever it is, they don't know me.
Yeah, I mean, because you were about, the thing is like, you were about to pay and they were like, dude, don't pay right now. Don't give me your card.
Like
it's an
idiot.
Open bar.
Yeah, he made me feel dumb.
And then I went up and they're like, where is your money? Give it to me. Are you kidding me?
Are you serious?
You think you're going to go? I was like, I'm ready. I actually took my card out ahead of time because I knew for a
you
fact.
You already knew.
I knew, dude. I knew it. I mean, am I really that surprised that the girl got the drink for free at the open bar?
No, but it is just like a little bit more. Makes you question a little.
It's a cherry on top. It's a cherry on top, and it makes it funnier.
Cherry on top to a great weekend for you.
Yeah, it was just like fucking fantastic. So nuts. Everything good is happening.
I'm glad to see that nothing with you has changed because we didn't see each other for like a week because I was at the wedding. We didn't do the podcast. Maybe it was like even longer than that.
Yeah, so what happened was is we took the week off and Alex spent this entire week looking for another wedding to go to so he wouldn't do this podcast this week.
I literally hit up all my friends like, yo, do you have any weddings I can come to?
I could be your plus one.
Yeah.
Didn't you post an Instagram story like looking to be a plus one?
Yeah, I was like, yo, anyone? I'm down to rent another tuxedo. It was so great the last time. Dude,
Stony Anta, baby. Hell yeah.
I rented a tuxedo from Men's Warehouse, which don't ever do that, people. Don't ever rent. It's so fuck. It's such a brutal experience. And then, like, the one fun part for me about wearing a tuxedo is you get the suspenders, right?
Yeah.
And then you get to, like, pull them off your shoulder and dance with them and whatever. And I go to put on the suspenders that I rented, and the clasp that clasps to your pants was missing.
So I couldn't even wear the suspenders. You should have worn only one suspender.
Yeah, I couldn't even, like, it would literally just be one, and then the other one would have just been dangling down.
Well, that you could, like...
Yeah, no, it would have been... But I was so mad. I was like,
do the
so
whole,
ridiculous.
Like, fishing run. Be like, yeah.
So I go to return it, and I'm like... So, yeah, I picked up this tuxedo, and who would have known, oh, my God, look, the most important piece of the suspender isn't there. Like, whatever you guys charge me for this, I want money back. And the guy's like, it was $2.50.
Like, you should
never mind. Yeah, you're good. Never mind.
You should have negotiated better.
Yeah. I was like, all right, well.
Wait, the suspender, just the suspenders were $2.50? Yeah.
Like, as part of the whole rental thing.
I feel like that's what happens. Like, you'll buy something that's like... Or you'll rent something, you'll buy something that's like $400, and then like something that's like pretty major is off, yeah. And then like the only thing that they'll tack on will be like $2.50.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the whole thing was a mess. Like, my shirt kept coming undone because like the little studs that they gave me like weren't big enough, and like the shirt didn't fit that well. So like anytime I raised my hands, like my shirt would bust open.
Some Superman shit.
So then once we got to the wedding after the ceremony, I just took the studs out, buttoned my shirt regular. I was like, I basically wore just the pants and the bow tie because I took the jacket off like right when we got there.
Like the entire thing came done. It was horrible. The sleeves were ripped off the second I did this. Yeah, we'll redeem you for like $2.50.
I was like,
here's one Subway ride. I was like,
I was like, keep your
not even.
Keep your 250. Just know that I'm never coming back. I did not like the way I looked.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee you that. No one liked the way I look.
That's funny.
But you, yeah, things, not much has changed. A hot girl came up to you and was like, you're so hot. And then she didn't ever text you back.
Bro, the one girl, I think it was Friday night, she was like, here's what happened.
COVID.
Yeah, 9 p.m. Before the show, she doesn't go to the show. She just started talking to me, this other girl, and she was just like, let me follow you on Instagram. I'll be here for the 10:30 show, blah, blah, blah. Mm. So I'm like, okay. And then that's 9 p.m. So 9 p.m., she's like, let me follow you on Instagram. And 11 p.m., I DM her, and she's like, then I asked her out for drinks, and she was like, maybe when you're famous.
Oh, it's so brutal, dude.
Brutal.
I gave you a...
Not only is she rejecting me, but she's rejecting me because I haven't succeeded.
Yeah. It's like it's like literally just the amount
it's
of
like
followers
the one,
you have.
It's the one, two... It's the one-two shebang.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so funny. I don't consider myself somebody who has game. I just, like, don't. But when it comes to being ghosted, I have very clever things to say in response to that. I told you, anyone, feel free to use this. If you're about to double text somebody because they're not responding, you just say, the silence between us is killing me.
Yeah, I said that to her. Yeah. I said that, and she didn't answer. Yeah.
I'm not saying it works, but it
my,
is
fun. My original thing was, my heart is in pieces because you didn't show up the show.
Ruined my night.
Yeah. Didn't work either.
I think something's wrong with my bladder, dude. I gotta get my bladder. I don't know if
dude,
it's kidney
stones.
You've
been peeing?
It's constant.
You literally have a worse bladder than my grandma.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It is fucking insane.
It's so funny because you just put eye drops in and it looks like you're breaking some bad news to me. Like, dude, your bladder is worse than my grandma's.
Dude, I don't understand why you're peeing. So you came over to my apartment yesterday and I think you were there for, what, an hour? You peed 6 times in an hour.
Yeah, easily.
That's, what did you, like, I've been drinking a little bit more water. I have.
Yeah.
But, bro, what's
it's
good?
It's a lot. I've been, since the kidney stone, which is funny, I was supposed to, like, I have the stone is still sitting
is
on my
it,
desk.
You didn't give it back?
I was supposed to bring it to my doctor.
They're probably freaking out. They're probably like, what are we going to do without Alex's stone?
Yeah.
Is it in yet?
Yeah.
Where is it?
But so ever since that, I've been like the best way to avoid it is to pretend like it never happened. To prevent future ones is to just drink a shit ton of water.
Yeah.
So I've always now been way more conscious about drinking a ton of water, especially like after a night out. And I was
also
like peeing like crazy.
Also, like this is probably going to sound a little bit gross, but you know, now that The Rock is out, mm-hmm. it's probably a little bit looser down there.
Yeah.
You know? It's like a little looser.
Yeah.
So it probably just comes out more, you know?
My wife is going to be really disappointed. Oh, someone already got in there.
Yeah, that's tough.
But yeah, hopefully that never happens again. But all these fucking ailments, I was telling you, I think I'm those two times I had seizures, I broke my shoulder.
Jesus Christ. Yeah,
and it like dislocated a bunch of times. And now it's like starting, I think the like cartilage is like grinding on itself or whatever. And now like, my shoulder's constantly in pain.
Jesus. Bad pain or like?
It's just very uncomfortable. And I've been trying to, you know, work out a little bit. I've been doing a lot of push-ups lately, like this little like push-up program. I'm trying to work my way up to being able to do 100 because that's what Zac Efron does.
Okay, yeah, I feel you.
And then I'll be in movies and shit.
Hell yeah.
But now like even exercising is bad for my body.
Okay.
My shoulder hurts now it's because I'm getting so strong and doing good push-ups.
Dude, that's what I hate. I hate when like things that are good for you, if you do too much of it, it's bad for you.
If you drink too much water,
that's what
you
could die. I was about to say that. That's crazy. Drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of water. You drink too much, you die.
Yeah.
Come on.
Also, it's just like...
Also, it's not even just the dying part. It's just like, if I chugged like 2 bottles of water right now, obviously I wouldn't die, but like it would be bad. I would feel worse. Like I would have like my, you know, my stomach would feel worse for just drinking all that like so rapidly. But like, come on. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Be better.
I was talking to someone, I don't remember the exact science behind it, but they were like, you know, you really shouldn't drink ice water because then your body, in order to like process it, it needs to like cool down. It needs to warm up first.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to just like drink warm water.
But even if you drink warm water, that's bad for you because the chemicals in the water bottle or whatever just melt and shit. And then they kill you.
I'm not saying like drink hot water, but I'm just saying like
I'm just saying, I feel like people, if there's like a water bottle in a car that you left out and it's like July, and it's been there for like a day or two, and you just grab it and it's like cold, be like, don't drink that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what? What happened?
It's vodka.
It's too much, man. Too many rules to follow. It's fucking insane. You've been working out?
So I've been doing this thing. It's like this app where like it starts you off doing like, do like 5 sets of 5 push-ups with like a minute and a half rest in between each set.
Okay.
And it like slowly adds more every time and works you up to be able to do 5 sets of 20. But now I haven't been able to do it because my fucking shoulder hurts.
That's fucking sick.
I think I should just put on 100 pounds and go back to the way it was.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I feel you. There's got to be a better way. I mean, like, probably machines would make it better.
Yeah.
You know?
I actually was, I was considering the surgery at one point, like getting actual shoulder surgery a few years ago. And it was going to be the same doctor that did Johan Santana's shoulder surgery. Yeah. I was like, well, he never came back after that. So I think I'm going to put it off for a few
more years. Well, to be fair, this is your left arm, so it's not even your pitching arm. So.
Yeah. And also, that's the thing. It's
probably why it's pushing back. You keep pushing it back.
If you
like,
look
I can still
it,
pitch.
You can see like a fucking, like the bone pops out over here. Like it just looks weird.
Really?
Yeah. Ugh. Like if you can feel, it's not positioned right.
I hate the workouts that you do. And it hurts other things just as much. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't only feel... Like, the best workouts are where you strictly only feel in the area that you want to feel the pain in.
Right.
Like, if I'm doing, like, pull-ups or shrugs and it starts ripping my hands open, I'm like...
You can do pull-ups?
Not really,
do you
to
do,
be
like,
honest.
The assisted pull-up machine?
No, I don't. I max that machine out. Hell yeah.
That's the only machine we're maxing it out. Any weight.
I max that out. No, I mean, I'm honestly horrible at pull-ups.
Yeah.
I don't even try. I should try to do it more often, but I'm like, ugh.
I
go to the gym in the morning. And the only reason I go to the gym in the morning because we have like stuff to do after work late at night. So I can never really go to the gym after unless I have zero plans, which I usually don't. I usually have at least one thing going on. So I try to get it out in the morning. But, you know, I obviously don't wake up too early because, like, look at me. You know, like, I'm not gonna be going to the gym at 7 o'clock.
It's like, who do you think you are?
Right, right. Like, we're talking personality. And I know for a fact, like, I don't set, when I start going to the gym, I'm not like, I'm gonna go hard, I'm gonna go in. I'm just like, just go there, right? Yeah. Just go there, make sure you're there. You know, because if I go ham, I'm just gonna like not. I'm gonna go ham for like 2 weeks, and then and then it's gonna be over. And then I won't go to the gym for like months. But like if you know, kind of just go there, you know, bang out like 4 exercises of, you know, if it's chest day, I'll do 4 chest exercises, 3 sets each, and then I'll leave because that's doable. And then when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, that's doable. I just like go to the gym, walk there, just do 4 and leave.
Is leg day even a thing for you since you have such bow-legged legs?
Yeah. I sometimes I'll, over the break when I wasn't at a gym, I would do like...
I mentioned your bow-legged legs, and now you're touching your legs. Like, yeah, oh, no.
Stop talking about it. I'm really bow-legged, guys.
Super bow-legged.
I'm like one
of those... We should post a video of how bow-legged
Of how bow-legged I am, yeah.
Can you do it? Should...
It's tough. If I wasn't bow-legged, I probably would be 6'2". Probably would be 6'2". I told my parents at like not an early age, but like probably when I was in high school or whatever, and they're like, oh, it's fine. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, did you really not pay attention to me at all to not realize my legs go the opposite way?
Yeah.
Like, were you that preoccupied?
Yeah.
My legs go like this.
You literally like, your legs are like Forrest Gump. It's like...
And here also,
and you sound like him too.
Also, also, we were talking about it before. I played soccer. I was the goalie in soccer. I would have probably played college soccer if I wasn't bow-legged.
Yeah.
All the other teams knew. They would look at my legs and be like, you could literally fit an 18-wheeler in between those. It's the easiest five-hole shot you could possibly kick. So all the shots would just go through my legs.
Kicking it right at the goalie is like the worst thing you could do in soccer.
Not for me. Yeah, because my legs are so wide that it takes up the corners, but the middle of the net under me is completely open.
Your only move is to close your legs.
Yeah, which I can't do.
Yeah. Even when you try to, there's still...
Which I can't do. I mean, it would be better if I was a forward, like, you know, because it would be a nice little through ball through my legs.
Right,
and I could keep running.
Yeah.
But I'm a bad runner.
Yeah.
I'm a bad runner. I'm fucking horrible at running. I hate it.
Yeah.
Unless it's a sport. I mean, it is a sport, but still.
You were talking about, like, working out and running. The only times I've ever gotten really into working out and running were the times where I was unemployed. And I was thinking, like, after college, everyone has, like, some weight that they put on. I think everyone should take a gap year after college to get in shape.
Get in
you
shape.
You know what I mean? Like,
that is a good idea, you know? Honestly.
Instead of, like, going to the fucking Peace Corps or some shit, you know,
because that
teach
will...
for America. Go get fit for America.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. That's a good idea because a lot of... It carries... What I used to do is, like, I would go to the gym for like, 3 months, mm-hmm. and then I would, like, give me enough time, you mm-hmm. know? It would set the base at a low level, a low level. And
yeah.
So people would get fatter way less quickly.
Yeah, and then, like, because you carry on also all those terrible habits from college for a few years.
Yeah.
Or forever, as I'm starting to see now. like, all the drinking and shit, like, that, you know?
Yeah.
You just carry that through, and so, like, if you get a year to, like, reset... You know,
everyone just gets fucking ripped.
Yeah.
You have nothing to do except get ripped, and for just 1 year, and then you get a job.
Yeah, I should be the fucking first lady.
First lady.
The first lady's
Dude,
thing is always about like fitness or whatever.
Yeah,
like
Michelle Obama.
Yeah,
I mean,
making the kids less fat.
We already talked about this. Nicotine and vegetables.
Nicotine and vegetables.
Get kids addicted to kale.
Yeah.
You know, you're stressed at work. You're like, fuck, I need an apple break.
Yeah.
And you just go out and start.
No, it's funny. I can't eat kale because of my kidney stones. It's bad for kidney stones.
Oh, that's such a shame. What's good for kidney stones? Sesame chicken later?
What are you getting? Oh, my God. I was so, like, not going to get Chinese food.
Are you going to lock in now?
Going to what?
Are you going to lock in on Chinese food now? We got Chipotle yesterday. That sometimes, because I would go, like, a couple weeks without having Chipotle and be like, you know what? I haven't had Chipotle in a little bit. I'm kind of down. Mm. And Sunday, I have to treat myself.
Yeah.
Like, I would actually, it stresses me out because I don't know what to choose. And I'm just like sesame chicken or Chipotle. We got Chipotle yesterday.
Yeah.
So this decision's way easier.
I'm really in the mood. I just realized like for some pasta.
Pasta?
Like some spaghetti and meatball.
Oh, okay. But that's like, I feel you could make that, you know?
What?
You could make
I can make spaghetti. I don't know if I can make my own. Unless they're the ones I can just like put in the oven.
That's easy. Like I was thinking either like I don't make sesame chicken. I can't make sesame chicken, yeah. You know? And it's just so good. Also, I was thinking about getting a chicken vodka parm hero.
Like that
downstairs.
You mentioned that before, and that sounds fucking incredible.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be great. Either one of them is going
to
be great.
I made the mistake one time of going to the Chinese place right around me. It has amazing sesame chicken. It's fantastic. But I made the mistake of getting there too early and saw them still making it. And literally take like a ladle full of salt and MSG.
Really?
And like, oh, God. Like,
that's tough.
A ladle full of it.
Yeah. Did I tell you about the Pad Thai place I go to?
Yeah, I went with you. And
yeah.
Like, ugh, this is
it's so good. I ordered it. And I was always under the impression, because I'm new to Pad Thai.
It also wasn't
new-ish.
That good.
It was good.
No.
Shut the fuck up.
It's not
up.
Good Pad Thai.
Where do you get Pad Thai?
You just need to try another place.
I have tried other places, and it was cleaner, but it was less tasty. There
I
was
didn't
not
like that
enough
Pad
salt.
Thai very much.
Really?
Yeah. I was not a fan. I didn't want to insult you in the moment while we were eating it. You're like, this is good, right? Like,
I think you were thrown off by the place.
No, I used to eat a lot of pad thai. I love pad
really?
Thai.
Really? See, I'm new to it.
See, that's your problem.
I was under the impression that pad thai was exquisite, very high quality food.
Until
I went to this place and I was like, oh shit.
Only the rich Thai people eat pad thai.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. I thought it was just like this exquisite, like, you know, exotic meal.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't. It was, just, but it's so, I thought, oh, maybe I'll get that tonight.
I've had such better pad thai, is what I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah.
I've had other pad thai and it seemed like a clean, like nice restaurant, but the flavor wasn't there. It was good, but like there was no like sauce. Like it was good, you know, it had like the nice soft noodles and stuff, but like the sauce just like wasn't.
I like how you make yours extra exquisite and fancy by asking for extra peanuts.
I love the peanuts. Do you not like the peanuts?
No, I love the peanuts. It's just funny that you asked for more.
You have to get extra. Take notes. You think you know all your shit, bro? Peanuts are the best part. I mean, the noodles are really good.
The noodles, yeah, except for at your place. You should just give some other place a shot. Try some Pad Siu, too. Pad Siu is very good.
What's that?
It's just like a different kind of sauce and like thicker noodles. No peanuts, I don't think, though.
Oh, I'm out.
I'm fucking out.
Yeah, I'm out. They used to, I don't know if it's Chinese or something like that, like the peanut sauce noodles.
The cold sesame noodles.
Oh my God. Those are fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Those are phenomenal. I'm excited for what the rest of this night holds for me.
Yeah,
Daniel Jones coming under center for the first time. Is it late? What time is it?
It's almost 6.
Oh my God. Daniel Jones is going to be hiking the ball.
Football soon. Dude, I'm having so much anxiety about having to prepare for my fantasy draft.
Yeah, me too.
Because I hate going in blind. It's auction. It's like kind of complicated. You can really fuck yourself over if you don't like execute well.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I feel you. I don't have any of those. I just like, you know, I haven't done any of the auction leagues or like the keeper leagues. Mm-hmm. Is it also keeper?
There's a lot of.
There's a lot of words. There's a lot of keywords.
There's a lot of back and forth in the group meeting for fantasy right now. Like, fuck keepers. Why did we start doing keepers? This is bullshit. Other people are like, I drafted with keepers in mind. Like, fuck you. Like, come on. Drafted with keepers in mind. But last year, because like it was pandemic and we weren't doing comedy, I had so much time to prepare. I like made a spreadsheet. I got like, my brother gave me his login to Fantasy Pros. I was listening to podcasts. I was doing all this preparation. Yeah. And I executed my draft plan pretty much perfectly. Came in second to last place.
Yeah.
So maybe I just like shouldn't prepare at all.
It's tough. Yeah, you really don't know. It definitely is exciting. I'm going to have to clear out some schedule stuff for Sundays.
I turned down a show because I have a draft.
Yeah.
I literally got hit up today. Hey, can you do the show? I was like, I got a fantasy draft.
Yeah. I mean, so it depends if the show was the show enticing or like.
Yeah, it was enticing. It's like a good bar show.
Damn. That's tough. I mean, I don't know. I have two drafts coming up. One, I have like this dinner or drinks with my brother because he got engaged and it just happened to be that day. Mm-hmm. So I have to push it back or like maybe do it from my phone. But, you know, the pandemic was great because like my dad and my little brother also love fantasy football. Mm-hmm. My dad is so funny with fantasy football. He like screams at the TV.
Really? Yeah.
He gets so into it. It's mm-hmm. hilarious.
My dad, like, I think he got to a point in life where he's like, I don't have time for sports.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like Sundays he just pays attention to the Mets, so we have something to talk about. You know? And now that I'm like not really watching them and they suck, but we just don't talk.
Yeah. That's funny. But yeah, it's great. I love it.
I like it because the Jets are very hard to watch, and I just like watching the points not pile up for me.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fun because it gives you something, you know, people... It gives you other things to, like, you know, root for.
It's also, like, besides these weddings that I've been going to, it's the only connection I still have with my college friends, you know? So many of them are moving to the suburbs now. They just, like, are getting houses. Actually, not by so many. I mean, like, two of them moved to the suburbs.
Damn.
That'll be me in 3 months.
It's crazy. They probably already have their man cave where they watch their fantasy football in. They have the advantage on you. How many screens you got in there?
What do you mean?
How many monitors?
None.
You don't. You have a zero monitor setup.
I don't know how I've been doing that for the last year and a half.
You're toast.
I know. I'm fucked.
There's no shot for you.
It always happens to me too. Where my Wi-Fi goes down when it's my time to pick. You know, that's just always.
What
just
happened like to your? That's crazy. Damn.
You spent $80 on a kicker. Call timeout. Call timeout.
Yeah, auction draft. That sounds tough, dude.
It's way better. Everyone gets a shot at everybody. It's way more intense.
So where do you pick? Like, I don't get it. How does
that
work?
Literally, you don't pick. You put up the player. You pick who is like on the auction board. Interesting. And then everyone just, it's like an automated
auction. That's like too much for me. I mean, it sounds fun. Like my friends keep trying to like change up the rules or something to like, you know, spice it up. But like sometimes I'm just like, can we just keep it the way it is? Like, we don't need new ideas. Any other idea is just going to make things complicated.
Auction's the way to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably. I'm not there yet. You know, I'm still on the California roll stage.
You're still on the pad top. Yeah, yeah. Fantasy football with extra peanuts.
Yeah, actually. Well, you got it. Peanuts are great.
They are great.
They're fucking phenomenal.
But I also, the fucking entry fee, like, just goes up and up because everyone else is making more and more money, and I'm just staying the same. And they're like, all right, boys, $400 this year. And I'm like, we have a treasurer who collects the money. I'm like, yeah, I'll get you in installments. Okay, I promise by the end of the season, you will have all the money from me.
Yeah, my college friends, some guy wanted to raise the league. I was like, oh, really? The guy who's a bookie who wants to raise the entry fee? Oh, that makes sense, right? Fuck off.
There's two leagues amongst my college friends. There's our league, which is like a $300, $400 buy-in, and then the money league, where it's like a $600, $700 buy-in.
The money league,
yeah. So some of my friends are literally putting in like thousands of dollars.
They're class-shaming you.
Yeah, it's disgusting. My fantasy league got gentrified. We were a bunch of just like broke college students, and now we're fucking...
That's fucking disgusting of them. That's disgusting. It's
horrible.
That is terrible.
There's a good last place punishment this year. You ever hear this, the IHOP challenge?
No.
You have to spend 12 hours in an IHOP. Every pancake you eat, you remove an hour or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. And I feel like I can demolish pancakes. I feel like
every
I can
pancake you eat. Well, yeah, but you could still be you 12 pan. Yeah, you could probably.
I could eat 12 pancakes.
Well, I don't know how big their pancake. They're pretty. Yeah,
I don't know the last time I've been to an IHOP.
12 is you could eat 8 for sure without a problem.
Yeah.
And then you could wait a little bit.
Part of me, like, I just want to go see if I can do it.
Yeah. You know? Like, regardless, you're like trying to be in last place.
Whoever loses, I'm going to go with them and do it.
Do you have to pay for it?
Yeah, you got to pay for it. I think you got to like live stream it or some shit.
I was gonna think that you were going to say your last place is having to do stand up.
One of my buddies from high school, his last place punishment was he had to be homeless for a day.
What? No way. That's so funny.
It's so brutal.
My friends never made a last place punishment. I don't know why I thought they would, but like I'm not going to go out of my way because I'm like, the year we do it, I'm going to be like, get it. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. We did a spray tan one year, but my friend totally just like, got a spray tan and then went on vacation. Like, that's really? Not the point, dude. Like, it was like wintertime. He wanted you to be like really dark and tan, like around New York City, but he like went to the Bahamas or some shit.
My little brother, his league, now it's this year, it's stand up or whatever. I was like, that's fucking whack. But I think last year or 2 years ago, there was this restaurant called the Laguna Grill in Woodbury. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of it or whatever?
It sounds familiar.
So it's gone now. There's another restaurant there. So their last place punishment was the person who came in last place had to like protest to bring back that restaurant in front of them.
Yeah.
So they just like went to like this new restaurant, like bring back Laguna Grill with like signs and stuff. And he was there for like hours. I thought it was funny.
We, 1 year, everyone's like, we should do the SAT thing where the losers take the SAT.
Oh, my little brother did that last year. My little brother did that last year.
I don't
know.
Brutal.
I don't know how he scored, but I remember because it was COVID. So it was like a different. I'm going to ask him about that.
Do it from home.
Yeah, I don't know what he did. I don't know.
That is brutal. I wouldn't do it. I'd be like, fuck that.
That sucks.
I would have a panic attack. You know, just like having PTSD.
Can you imagine you're freaking out taking the SATs because you're like, I need to get into college. And then you just see some 40-year-old drunk dude just come in and just like, oh, I lost my fantasy league.
Yeah.
How are you going to fucking figure out algebra when there's some old drunk guy is like next to you like taking the SATs?
But the stand-up thing is a thing that happens all the time.
All the time.
Always like around winter time or late winter, early spring, when fantasy season's over, at every open mic there will be at least one person for like a month who is like, oh, your guys' dream is literally our nightmare.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go up there and torture ourselves like you guys do.
Yeah. And then their friends go, they're like, oh my god, this is so funny. Yo, you can actually do it, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, that was honestly, was good, bro.
Yo, you're kind of like Kevin Hart.
Honestly, You should
suck
do
at
it.
Fantasy.
You were
dude.
The best one there, dude.
Yeah. You suck at fantasy, but you're fucking hilarious. Bro,
that was so funny.
I actually saw one guy that was actually not bad, and I was like,
nah,
fuck. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, like, by not bad, I mean, like, anyone who's doing comedy for, like, the first time is bad, but, like, he actually had. He had more jokes than some people who were, like, real comics. Like, or
real
trying to
comics.
Be, yeah, or open micers.
Quote, unquote, real comics.
Yeah, like, that's the bar. other comics. If any comics are listening, if you go up to an open mic and the guy who's doing it as a challenge for fantasy football like crushes and gets laughs, and you should bail.
Yeah, you should probably just quit.
Yeah, it is great though because they bring audience members, so like they can be fun.
Yeah. The audience members are usually just like, and then their boy goes like,
yeah. Dude, know. Get a picture. He's doing it. Look, he's doing stand up. What a fucking idiot.
Bro, this is so epic, dude. Yeah, dude, holy shit.
The other idea for a punishment was you just have to do a round trip flight in a day. Like, just go to the airport and book like the first really? Flight that you can do round trip in a
That's
day.
That's funny.
What are you like, fly to Philly?
Yeah.
Fly to Boston Buffalo. And come back. I've done that before. I did that for work for my first job. I had to fly to Boston for literally a day, or not even, for like 3 hours, then come back.
Interesting.
It was actually pretty sick because going through security is really easy when you don't have when all you have is a backpack.
Oh, yeah, you don't have any luggage. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And that's right. When I was like, fuck this corporate shit.
If I had to do that, I would go to Buffalo just to eat chicken wings and then come back. Yeah. I miss Buffalo chicken wings so badly.
I would say I'm coming back and just like make a trip out of it.
Not yet. Thing is, like,
you're gonna go to Hawaii round trip in one day.
That's why you can't choose a sick place. It's like if you choose LA, it's like not gonna be.
Yeah.
Like you're just gonna want to stay there. But like if you go for like a meal and it's like a sick meal, like Buffalo. Oh, actually, I'd probably go to Grover's. Grover's.
You go and you go to like Taco Bell.
It's like one of the this Taco Bell in Buffalo is incredible.
It's my favorite one.
This place in Buffalo is called Grover's. It's like this. It looks like a house, but it's a restaurant. You go in, obviously cash only. You have to go at like 5 p.m. because if you go any later, you like you're the rest of your night is completely toast.
Yeah,
it puts you in this insane food coma. The burgers are massive, like ginormous. It's a burger place. They're massive and they're so good.
Yeah.
One of the usually you'd have half of it and then it would totally like fill the. It would be like a Chipotle meal.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to get this as an appetizer, these wings. They're called backward blue wings,
uh-huh.
which is like these inside out wings or blue cheese wings. You dip them in hot sauce.
That's pretty sick.
It is the best thing I've ever had. People are like, well, the blue cheese, it gets it's like when I tell them how good they are, people are like kind of like icked out by it because they're like, that's too much blue cheese. But the way they make these wings were phenomenal.
That sounds
I miss it. Buffalo had the best American food. It was great.
Definitively, it is blue cheese, not ranch.
Oh,
these ranch people, I don't even like ranch.
I just like, how wrong could you be?
It's so wrong.
How wrong could you be? And the worst part is like a lot of my home friends, they all like ranch instead. Mm-hmm. So they think because they're all agreeing with each other that they're correct and I'm the wrong one.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's actually, no, you're all wrong and I'm right once again.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's like
they're like, oh, really, Corey? We're wrong. We're all agreeing together that this is what you're supposed to do. And I'm like, and you're the only one who thinks otherwise. I'm like, well, I'm sorry for being the only one that's right all the time, and you guys are always wrong.
It's like at some point it came out to my boys that I'd never had a wet dream before. And they're like, you've never had, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, I'm weird because I didn't cum my pants while I was sleeping. Like, I'm the fucking weirdo here. Jesus. Yeah. Sorry, I have sex.
you've been fucking since you were, what, 12?
Yeah. That's well, crazy. This whole episode has been a wet dream. So why don't we wrap it up there? I want to quickly plug. I actually just got a text. We are sold out. First Big Wave Comedy.
Is it sold out?
Sold out.
Fuck yes.
75 tickets sold. It's going to be a fucking banger, dude.
Let's go. Big Wave Comedy Show.
Given away for free.
I mean.
But if you don't have a ticket already, sorry. But maybe try and come out. The Springs in Brooklyn, in Greenpoint. Corey's going to be on the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to be on the show. Producing with my buddy Drew. It's going to be a good time.
Hell yeah. It's going to be sick, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. Come to the Big Wave Comedy Show. We got Comedy Mob Festival coming up. We got Big Wave Comedy Show. We got more shows at the Three Monkeys. And we're always doing stuff, so hit us up.
Yeah.
Peace.